After nearly 10 years of non-stop touring, the members of Kansas-based band Splitlip Rayfield decided to take a break. An unbelievably long one by the trio's standards. The hiatus spanned nearly 15 months, starting in October 2012 and ending on the last day of December 2013. The band's Wayne Gottstein says it was something the members all felt that they needed.
We've played a ton of shows the past couple of years, so we just needed a little time off to rest up the old man, I guess. I think it's probably one of the longer breaks of the 16 years that Splitlip's been around.
The members all busied themselves with other projects during that time off. Banjo player Eric Martis did occasional gigs with his band Snakebite and spent time with his family. Bassist Jeff Eaton ran his Pride of Gumbo screen printing shop. And Gottstein did occasional gigs with his other bands, Scrotebelly and the Sluggos, as well as a few other projects.
I did a solo record. I built a bunch of stuff. I made a dragon. Just made a metal dragon that's it's about 7 feet tall, the top of the wingspan. And I don't know, I had a dream about it, and I just started making it with the cutting torch and a bunch of old shelving that I bought at an auction that was in Woolworths downtown like 25 years ago.
One longtime tradition that the group upheld was to ring in the new year at the Bottleneck in Lawrence. When the offer came up to do another show there to usher in 2014, the trio decided that it would be a good way to end the hiatus.
Yeah, we kind of been talking about dipping our feet back in the water and getting rolling. We got an offer to do that, and so many requests to play, so we decided to do it, and we had a really, really good time and decided to examine some of these other gigs that are coming through. So it's like we're going to ease back into the world again.
The band has talked about recording another album, which would be its first since 2009's I'll Be Around, and there are new songs in the catalog, but Gottstein says that he and the others are in no hurry to race to the studio.
Yeah, we're just seeing what's going on. We've got some new tunes, and we've got some stuff you probably never heard next time we play here in town, but not really pushing anything, just enjoying the jams when we have them, and kind of trying to have more fun with it this go around.
Gottstein says that there is a certain magic that happens when he takes to the stage with Martis and Eaton. He says he's not entirely sure how the three of them were drawn together and how they've maintained their musical bond for well over a decade, but he does have some ideas.
I think it was Satan. I don't know what it was, but yeah, there definitely is a chemical reaction when the three of us get rolling that just can't be duplicated.
And for those who haven't seen the band for a while, or who maybe haven't seen the band before, Gottstein offers this.
Probably should wear a helmet or some tight underwear. We've got a lot of aggressions. We're going to get out and rock it.
Splitlip Rayfield plays the Cotillion Ballroom Friday evening with Maw and Kerry Nation and the Speakeasy. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Goodbye till you want to. You wanna just lay down.